You provide the fire, and thou provide the sacrifice. You pour out the Spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your Spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. You provide the fire. And I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your Spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. You provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You pour out your Spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with the understanding, God, that we are nothing without you. The Bible informs us that we is in you that we move, and it's in you that we breathe, and it's in you that we have our very being. And as we go through day after day, each day that you bless us and each day that you allow us to see, we see, God, and we understand that we are nothing, absolutely nothing without you. God, we can't do anything without you, and we surely can't do anything successful without you. And so as we begin this, the 11th day, I believe, our 12th day of our 31 days of prayer, Lord, we ask that you would fill us up in the mighty name of Jesus on this day of consecration, on this day that we put our flesh under subjection, that we bind the things, the desires of our flesh, the desire of food and the desire of drink, And we put our flesh under subjection, God, that you can get the glory, that you might have the glory in our lives. We ask that you fill us up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, your fire, oh God, is the fire that burns. And so if you're willing to provide the fire to purify me, if you're willing to provide the fire, oh God, that will burn out everything that's unlike you, Lord, if you're willing to provide that consuming fire, Lord, that will refine me, God, and make me come out as pure gold, Lord, I'll provide the sacrifice, Lord. I'm willing to be that sacrifice, Lord, that I can be made holy, that I can be made acceptable, and, Lord, that I can come out as pure gold in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, if you pour out your spirit, Lord, I'm willing for your spirit to abide in me, oh, God. So come the more and have your way even right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because I understand that this temple, this body is not my own, but I was purchased with a price. I was purchased with a high price so that you can abide in me and your spirit can dwell in me. So, Lord, if you're willing to pour out your spirit, Lord, I'm willing to receive what you have for me today, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I may have the necessary equipment, that I may have the necessary tools, that I may have the necessary boldness, oh God, to be the vessel that you've called for me to be in the mighty name of Jesus. Pour out on us even now. And come the more and have your way. Bind the spirit of selfishness. Bind the spirit of foolishness. Bind the spirit of doubt right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to lay aside the weights and help us to lay aside those sins that beset us that will cause us not to be effective today, that will cause us not to walk in victory, Lord, that will cause us not to revel or to enjoy or to breathe in or live through the breakthrough, the greater that you have for each and every one of us today. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm not worried about next week, God, but you have something great in store for your people today, God, because I know, behold, your word says that you do a new thing. Can't we see it? Can't we understand it? Can't we fathom the great and new things that you have for us? We don't have to settle for old mercies. We don't have to settle for old victories. But God, you have new mercies for me today. You have new victory for me today. God, you have new obstacles for me to overcome. A greater is ahead of me. A stronger, closer walk with God is ahead of me, God. A closer walk with thee, God, is ahead for me, Lord, because you have greater in store for me. So I don't have to settle for less. I don't have to settle, God, for anything. Help me to walk in victory, God, in the dreams that you've given me. Lord, you said in the last and evil day that you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Young men shall see visions. Old men shall dream dreams. God, you're going to pour out on your handmaids. You're going to pour out on your maidservants. God, you're going to pour out on all flesh. Lord, this is that day we're living in. And, Lord, we want to dream dreams. We want to see visions. And we want those dreams and we want those visions to come to fruition. So, Lord, the only way that those things can come to fruition, Lord, is you come the more and have your way. Bind everything that's unlike you. Cast the devil out of our minds. Because, God, we need to be able to take you up out of the box. We place limits on you. Limitations, God, that causes you not to be able to do the exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. We place you in boxes, Lord, that limits your capability, limits your power, limits your effectiveness, oh God, the role that you can play in our lives. But in this time of breakthrough, in this season of breakthrough, Lord, we want to break up out of the box, God, and declare that my eye may not have seen it, Lord, but the Lord has revealed it, and I believe it, and that covers it in the name of Jesus. Open up our eyes and open up our hearts and open up our minds that we may see and behold the beauty of our God. I'm reminded even now, it was Elisha who was in the valley with Gehazi. And Lord, Gehazi went outside and he saw the army of Syria, I believe, were outside or surrounding them. And he came back to the man of God and said, Master, what shall we do? The enemy has surrounded us, and we have no way of escape. But with calmness in his mind and calmness in his voice, Elisha prayed this prayer. Lord, open up his eyes that he might see that those that are for us are greater than those that are against us. And as soon as he prayed that prayer, Lord, you opened the eyes of his servant, and he saw the great army, God, that you had out surrounding even the enemy. Lord, I'm mindful today that, Lord, we have some trials and tribulations that are in our lives. It looks like the enemy has the odds stacked against us. It looks like he's working in our finances. It looks like he's working in our homes. It looks like he's working in our ministries, and he's working on our jobs. It looks like he's working in our children and working in our family. And it just seems like we cannot get a break or that we won't overcome. But Lord, my prayer this morning, as you fill us up, as you equip us, and that you, God, grant us everything that we need to be victorious on this day, that you would just open the eyes of your people, that we might see greater is he that is in me and he that is in the world, and greater is the one that is for us than those that are against us. Open up our eyes, that we may see the greatness of you, that you never fail, that you never fall short of your glory. God, that you cannot do anything that will be contrary to your word. Your word tells us that no weapon shall prosper. Your word is your bond. And so your word tells us that we can do all things. That means that there is nothing that can stop us. There is nothing that can limit us. There is nothing that can hinder us but us ourselves. So open our eyes so we might see. Take away those thoughts and those things that cause us to unbelieve, to not believe. Lord, I pray the prayer that the man prayed as he brought his son to Jesus. Lord, I believe, but help thine mind unbelief. If there's any doubt in us or what you have in store for us today, Lord, take that doubt of us out of us and help us to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. Some may have doctor's appointments today. Some may have a meeting with their boss. Some may be venturing on a dream right now, going around, God, doing things according to the dream that you have given them. Lord, open up our eyes that we might see, that we may walk by faith and not by sight, and put our faith in you and not put our faith in our bank accounts, not put our faith in our friends and our loved ones, not put our faith in our coworkers or our boss, not even put our faith in our spouses or our loved ones, but put our faith and put our focus and put our minds on you. God, if we do that, Lord, you'll keep us in perfect peace. If we make you the center, if we seek you first, God, Lord, then everything that we need will be added unto us. And not only those things that we need, God, but you have greater things in store. You have so much greater things, so many greater things in store that you said the eye has not seen it and the ear has not heard it. We just need to believe that what your word says shall come to pass, that your word is your bond. Lord, I believe, Lord, today. I know that you can, and I know that you will today. Whatever it is that we need or we call upon or we place into the atmosphere, Lord, we believe right now in the name of Jesus that it shall be done. Because I believe you, oh God, today. And I put my trust in you. Lord, if you provide the fire, Lord, I'm willing to be that sacrifice. Lord, if you pour out your spirit, Lord, my cup is empty. Fill me up right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, with all of you, that I may let my light shine, that I may give you the glory and the honor and the praise, that I may be that earthen vessel, God, that you have put a treasure in. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't disqualify me. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you didn't condemn me. But, Lord, you loved me above and beyond what you should have done. And then you kept on loving me in spite of my faults. I thank you for a second chance today. I thank you for your mercy today. And I thank you for choosing me to be a place to dwell in. Now, God, we ask that you would lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, today. That as we go throughout our day, you'll get the glory out of our lives. I am the spirit of the flesh that tries to come in, cause confusion and deception. Bind the devil on every hand who comes in to try to steal, kill, and destroy. But allow your spirit to move on our behalf, us to yield to him, us to surrender to him, us to say yes to him, so that he will direct us in order our footsteps and lead, God, and direct us in all truth, that you might get the glory out of our lives this day. That's our purpose every day, that you would get the glory. It doesn't take shouting and dancing and screaming or singing, God. If you just get the glory, God, it takes us willing to surrender, us willing to use the tools that you've given us to make a joyful noise unto you, to make to offer a praise unto you that's worthy, a sacrificial praise. It just takes us surrendering to your will and putting our trust in you. So, Lord, as we end this prayer call, Lord, I declare again that I believe, I trust in you. Lord, I know you can, and Lord, I know you will. So, Lord, be pleased with me today. Use me for your glory and for your honor, that I may be a witness, that my sacrifice won't be in vain, but that it will come before you as a sweet-smelling savor, that you might get the glory out of my life on this day, and that someone might come to me and say, what must I do to be saved? Lord, I want to be a living epistle read of men. Oh, God, that I can share the good news of Jesus Christ with boldness and let the world know, a dying world know, someone that is in despair, someone that does not have hope, to let someone know today that Jesus still saves. Give me the boldness. Give me the words. Anoint me now. God, use me for your glory. And I thank you for being that great and mighty God. So bless us this day. Are our prayers. In Jesus' master's name we pray. We say thank God, amen, and amen.